Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Sometimes we pray but have no answer. Sometimes we worship but we do not feel the Lord's presence. Sometimes we praise but it seems like a mere motion of the flesh. We are sometimes longing for His leadership but we receive none. Sometimes we want to be used by Him for His kingdom's sake but we wander aimlessly and bear no fruit. Why does the Lord hide Himself from us? Number one, to teach us to set our affection on things above. One of the Ten Commandments is, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is indicative of the singleness of mind which the Lord expects from His people. Number two is to teach us that our love for Him grows cold without His presence. When we consider all that Christ has done for us, it is a shame that we should ever tire of expressing our love to Him in word and deed. He hides Himself from us to teach us of the hardness of our hearts. The wicked are described in the Scriptures as those with hardened hearts. Yet it is possible, and all too often a reality, that those who know the Lord sometimes turn a deaf ear to His word and spirit. To teach us that we are a stiff-necked people, reluctant to follow His teaching. That which the Lord has taught us is often a bitter pill to swallow for our flesh. That we should pray for our enemies and bless those that persecute us is a hard example to follow. That we should leave vengeance unto the Lord is sometimes more than we can bear. He does so to teach us that we are often slumbering when we should be awake. Watch ye and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And then He does so to teach us that we must not take the Lord for granted. We seldom realize the value of true blessings until we are forced to do without Him. He will not be relegated to the role of co-pilot or our little helper. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Have you heard Him?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.